Yes, I am the mayor of Toronto, and if you have any questions about it, I'll have you thrown out. But anyway, my friends, Chef and a Fat Man live, as we are here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium, Windward Parkway. And Tom, I know Russ is running around because he's had his mouth full. And, I mean, you're out here.
I'm still licking my chop.
How about those clams?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gee, and this Corojo with it. It is delicious. My father's cigar, both of us were smoking that JJ earlier. I've moved over to the Cuban Classic, which is also a Corojo. Delicious. It has that just that little edge on it that when you've got some spicy foods, it just complements great.
Now, when Chef Eric gets ready here with the scallops, that's a more subtle. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you recommend for those who are going to be eating scallops for dinner?
Well, that's a really good question. Now, you can go two ways, depending upon what you pair with in terms of your drink of choice, which could be anything on the usually on the lighter side of the wines and the milder, sort of milder complexities of drink. But also with from the My Father selection, you would pick the cigar of the year for 2012, which would be that cigar that, you know, you've got that's... it's called Flor de las Antillas, which is number one cigar of the year, and it's got a medium body to it, so it's not going to take away from the subtleties of the fish, of the scallop, but it's also going to be a great flavor profile to go along with your palate.
Well, now, you teased us with a great starting special. Let me ask you, I mean, we might as well hold your feet to the proverbial fire, mm-hmm. And what kind of special can you imagine now? I mean, this, if you buy a box of... The first one, if you buy a box of Our Father cigars, you
My
get
father's
seven.
Cigars, right. You're going to get seven free. We're doing that with the JJ, which is that Corojo I was telling you. But if you buy any other box of cigars in the shop from Christmas, from Sunday until Christmas, on Tuesday, Christmas Eve, because we're closed on Christmas. But if you do it until our close on Tuesday, you're going to get a free Calibri lighter with it. You're going to get a free lighter with your box. So
box
of cigars that value of $200 or more, you're going to get a free lighter, $50 plus value.
Oh, wow. There you have it, my friend. So here's what you do. Okay, you buy a box of cigars, and then either keep the lighter yourself and give one of your old lighters away as a gift, or give the new Calibri lighter away. It depends on how much you like the person. I, quite frankly, give all my relatives my used stuff. But that's me and why I don't have any relatives that claim me. But but it's a great way to have two great things. You get a great price on a great box of incredible cigars, and you get a $50 plus Calibri lighter to go with it that you can do with
as you please.
There you go.
That's right.
And pleasing is a word that's very, very popular here at Cutter's, because everybody that comes in comes back. It's not one of those places where you're intimidated, you walk in, you know, people are like statues and nobody talks and it's got a cold atmosphere. This is a warm, engaging atmosphere. The aesthetics in here are absolutely phenomenal. The people are amazing. The staff, top-notch. And it's just a great experience. And I don't care, after the holidays, especially when you're looking for a place, it's a nasty day or just a beautiful day, you want to get out of the office, you want to come and hang someplace,
right?
This is the place to come. Because if you want to sit by yourself and work, like Warren does all the time, mm-hmm. never talking to anybody, just slaving away, you can be like Warren.
Exactly.
Or you can be like Paisan, our buddy Tony, who he's never met a person that hasn't become his friend. It's that kind of place. Men, women, it makes no difference. This is the place to come. And it's beautifully located, easy to get into, easy to get out of, great parking. And if you get hungry, there's a multitudinous restaurants around here where you can just grab a bite to eat. So this is really the perfect location.
Well, you're kind. It is. And it's because we want to create an environment that it creates that opportunity to build the relationships that matter, especially around the holidays. You got so much activity. There's so much going on. So much of it tends to be superficial, whether you're in the midst of the buying of gifts or whatever. But you come back here, you're able to relax, get away from it, take an hour and a half vacation from the day, from the experience, from the world, and then you get back here and you can retreat for a while.
And you'll see it's almost like going to the islands, because every time I'm in here, I've got a different island shirt on.
Most of the time, that's correct.
I will have the island atmosphere when you come in, and
he's an island unto himself,
pretty much.
Yeah, a big island, I might add. That's why they call me the Big Eye. But anyway, Big E, how are you doing over there? And how are those scallops coming, my friend?
Yeah, the scallops are done. What I'm doing now is building up the edamame sauce. So
basically, if you remember, we took the edamame that were frozen. After we'd done the scallops, we added a little bit of water to help deglaze the pan, a little bit of vinegar. I used a rice wine vinegar to help deglaze it. And I added in, once those edamame started to cook, I added in some cherry tomatoes, some orange or yellow and red cherry tomatoes. Chopped it and cut it in half, just to make it a little easier. And some red onions as well. And I minced up some fresh ginger, added that in. A little dark sesame oil, about a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons or so of soy sauce. And I think just a little bit of bacon, because that's what we started with, was the bacon, to create the rendered bacon fat for the scallops. So we added that bacon that was rendered back in, because, you know, we're just not using it for its fat. We want the flavor of the bacon.
It's oil.
As well. So now what I'm going to do is, this can actually be chilled and served later, as chilled with a seared scallop that's warm. I'm going to go ahead and just put the scallops back in, finish them off, and then this will be ready to serve.
And there are people dying to try it. That's what it's all about, my friends. Food, fun, and celebrating the good life. And I hope your Christmas season has been good for you so far. And, you know, Chef Eric, it's one of my pet peeves. We always say it on this show, Merry Christmas. And for our friends in Israel and our Jewish friends, it's Happy Hanukkah. I get tired and worn out by hearing Happy Holidays, because those two holidays are very special holidays for both the Israelis and the Jews and for the Christians. So, you know what? If you offer somebody a Merry Christmas, you're offering your way of saying what it's all about. If you're Jewish and you say Happy Hanukkah, there's no offense taken by anybody, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all celebrating tremendously great holidays. So don't wussify it like they're trying to do in the NFL. Just remember, my friends, it's the holiday we're celebrating, not holidays. Okay, just remember that. And the hate mail that will come to me later on, just kevin@chefandafatman.com. That's okay, but so, be prepared.
When are they going to start flag football with the NFL?
Yeah, I know. That's coming. I'll tell you what they're going to have to do, though, because that's what's great about this show. We cover a cornucopia of topics. But, you know, with all the ACLs, I guess that targeting, that targeting rule, now they're saying, okay, well, we can't hit you high, we'll hit you low, and now we're blowing everybody's knees out.
Yep.
ACLs, the only ones that are really doing well now are the surgeons, because they're really getting that ACL-MCL thing down quick. But anyway, Chef Eric, my pontification is over for this segment.
Well, that's good. No, I mean, it's good, because the scallops are ready.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you meant, but I think we have way too many people for a one big one each, so I think you're going to have to divvy it up.
You're always asking me to cut my portion sizes down. God.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm trying to help our brothers and sisters out here. In fact, here's another. Come up here, Russ. Come up here for a minute. Now, here's Russ Sutton. Now, Russ, we met, gosh, it's a year ago in November, and I know that's the day you started crying 24/7, and, you know, because I started hanging out here more. But you really, from the very first day we met, I realized you have really built a special place here. And with you and Tom, it's like a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah. It's been a great journey. It's been a short journey. We've only been open here a little over a year and a half. And Tom and I are meeting with some guys here in the shop last week, and we're talking about the success of Cutters. And, you know, I can build this place, and Tom and I can fill it full of great cigars, but I think the guys that come in and our core guys that patronize our shop, they're the ones who really build and protect the business model that Tom and I have tried to develop here. We like to say that we respect the cigar. You know, Cutters is a place that's built to enhance the cigar smoking experience. So, and when I came in here today and opened that door, the smell, the aroma coming off of this great food that Eric over there is cooking.
No, please.
I thought I walked into an Italian restaurant. I had to walk back outside to see if I was in the right place.
Well, what's great is you got the real old Italian restaurant experience, great cigars and great food.
Well, you guys are great.
And the smells. Well, you know what? It's a pleasure being here. I can't think of a better place to be before Christmas than right here. And the tremendous specials that you and Tom put together for those who are waiting and holding off for their last minute shopping, I mean, it's pretty incredible. And And that really typifies what you have done since the very beginning, since you opened up day one in May of, what is it, 2012?
June 12, 2012, yeah.
I mean, you have always had great prices, great friendship, a great place to have the true cigar experience. And I'll tell you what, you and Tom are really a marriage made in heaven, and I cannot thank you enough for what you do, because let's put it this way, I don't like to drive a lot because I have to travel so much. When I spend an hour coming over, an hour going back, two or three times a week when I'm in town, just to have the experience and the fun of coming here, that gives you an idea.
How many cigar stores do you pass on your way to here?
Oh, there's two in Woodstock. I don't even go. I just come over here because I want the total experience that I've never found.
So if we're not the best, we're at least better than all the rest.
There you go. Right? Very good. Well, Russ, thank you so much. And it's all about food, fun, family, and friendship. That's what it is, the three Fs. Right here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium. We are in Alpharetta. We hope you'll come down and check it out. There's still a couple of shopping days left. Come down here. Enjoy yourself. We are open the rest of the day on Sunday until 5 or 6, and then Monday and Tuesday regular hours. Come check it out. Have some fun. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Alpharetta.